The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And whatever else comes up. And guess what? It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's do it. It's the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, Rebecca Black. I got this, you got this. Oh, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz. Send a message if Aaron likes it, he shall read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch for a little bit longer. All you got to do is find us on Twitch. Put your comments there. It's a Friday. Which feels like a Monday these days, but hey, that's all right. Let's all have some fun. What's happening, Hoffman, besides coronavirus?
Just corona, man. It's a Corona Friday.
All right. Maybe we should have brought a six-pack of Corona in here just to show support. So, no, it's, you know what? Today's the first day of the last few because we've had to make some tough decisions and things like that I haven't been just completely depressed over this whole situation.
You're not depressed over it today?
No, I've done my
good
best.
For you.
Done my best to hide it.
I am,
but am I happy? No, it's hard to be happy right now. But I do feel like, there's a lot of good people out there, and you're going to help each other through this. It's all going to be fine, I hope. But just ready to do a show today. We've been working on some things that to help the people, which I'll be telling you about next week, and to do our part. And it's just going to be a It's going to be a stretch here. We're going to do it.
That's it.
And then, starting Monday, not all of us will be at home. Maybe we'll be broadcasting from home. I don't know yet. We're still waiting on some stuff. But if not, I'll be in here. So there'll be Twitchers for one more day. And we're working on something for the Twitch channel. You guys can make fun of me at home in my underwear. So I will not be doing the show in my underwear. No one wants to see that. There's a lot of things that no one wants to see. But, it'll be a nice way to keep them involved. So lots of NFL news today.
Yeah, I mean, when we first ran into this, and like last Friday, there was panic. Oh, God, what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? This week, there's been no shortage of sports stuff to talk about.
I want to note for the record, I did not panic.
No, I know.
You did not panic.
Yeah, but there were people out there who did panic, certainly. But this week, the NFL's done plenty. And you know what? They're taking advantage of the opportunity because their news cycle is still rolling while everybody else is on complete and total hold. So they're the stars of the show right now.
Yeah, baseball is absolutely nothing. NBA, it's just which player tested positive right this week. And, oh, by the way, why are the NBA players getting all these tests that the regular public can't get? That's basically it. So, that's fine. And we talked about this when the UFC did its event. And you mentioned horse racing should be on. Well, they're going to be on Saturday. Although, man, Sean Payton was at Oaklawn when he tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's jockeys there that don't want to ride. There's jockeys wearing gloves and masks now. I don't know how long that's going to continue. I hope it does because it gives me something to play and on BetUS Racing, BetUSRacing.com. And it's So I hope that that doesn't go away. But it's a nice opportunity for stuff like that to be in the spotlight. The NFL doesn't need that. But, boy, they sure got it right now because there is nothing else.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned yesterday Todd Gurley to the Falcons would make a lot of sense.
I did.
Todd Gurley to the Falcons.
Boom.
On a very affordable deal.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of funny. You see what Gurley gets with the Falcons. You see what Gordon gets with the Broncos. And then you see what the Texans are paying David Johnson. And it just makes you mad all over again. And I did the
That's what trading emotionally will get you.
Yeah, I did a hit on the Big O Show today, and I just
the Big O Show.
Yeah, he does podcasts now, and it's also on Sirius.
Oh, look at you fancy.
So
who is the Big O?
We've met him before. He's a guy from Miami. That
oh okay
yeah he used to sit next to us at the Super Bowl. But did his show today, and it was interesting to me that they're suddenly catching up nationally with what we've been saying about Bill O'Brien for 5 years. And I even mentioned that. I go, yeah, you know, if you'd listened to us 5 years ago, we told you this is a dude with little man syndrome who doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah.
That'll chase off everybody who disagrees with him. And it's funny because their takes were almost exactly what ours have been this week. And so, yeah, well, good job, guys. We've been living with this. This is our life. This is like having the wife that, you know, screws all your friends. And
I hate when that happens.
And everybody thinks, oh, you know what? She's really cool. And then later on, they find that out, and they're like, maybe not so cool. That's what Bill O'Brien is to the national media right now. And not a single person anywhere has found anything to make that trade look decent. I mean, yeah, there's been the propaganda that the O'Brien camp has let out that he wanted more money. Which, okay, even if that's the case, you had all the power and you could have got more.
Yeah.
So no matter what you try to leak out there, O'Brien, you made a dumbass trade. And yeah, the whole world knows
it.
There's
no way to fix it.
And there's no other sports to talk about. So guess what? It's going to be, it's not going anywhere because nobody has anything else to talk about right now.
Nope. It's a bad time to be in the news cycle for something stupid because there's nothing to cover it up.
So what lasts longer?
It'd be great if like Bill O'Brien's like, don't worry about it, Cal. LeBron will turn an ankle, something. We'll be out of this thing. And then he's like, oh, crap, they're not playing. Well, don't worry about it, Cal. There will be a big NASCAR crash, something. Oh, what? Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry about it, Cal. The Red Sox will come out with their punishment. No.
Nothing's happening to save Bill O'Brien's stupidity right now.
And everything that happens makes it look worse. The Gordon signing, the Gurley signing, all of those make it look worse. The Bills trade and what they gave up to get Diggs. Everything makes it look worse and worse and worse.
And for me as a guy who, I mean, I don't really cheer for the Bills, but I'd like to see the Bills do well. In a normal circumstance, I would be like, oh, this is great news. Look what they just got. They got Stephon Diggs, first-round pick, big deal.
Yeah.
But then when I see what Hopkins went for, I feel like the Bills got jobbed.
Well, I guess that is the other way to look at it.
Yeah, it's like, man, why'd the Bills have to give up so much when they could have had Hopkins for nothing? So it's funny how depending on the perspective you come from.
Yeah, yeah. It's although... I'm guessing that maybe he didn't want to trade him in the conference, so he wouldn't have got him as cheap as... I mean, if you could give up what the Bills gave up to get Hopkins, you'd much rather have Hopkins, right?
Think about it. As a Texans fan, are you worried enough about the Bills that it's worth taking a second instead of a first? Zero chance.
Yeah. Well, but that's if you're thinking. Wait. Time out. That's if you're thinking logically, AJ.
Well, I can't picture anyone saying, you know what? I don't want to trade him in conference, so we'll get a second round pick instead of a first. That's crazy. I mean, again, I won't put it past him, but that'd be pretty wild.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
Got the email today. Dust in the wind for the XFL. The XFL has officially canceled the rest of their season. Not really a surprise at this point.
No, I mean, I think when they they knew they were going to have to. And I got my email from them about season tickets. Do I want a refund or do I want to apply that to next year and keep my same seats? And my thought is, well, if I'm dead, I'm not going to need that money. And if everything comes back, I really like the seats I had. And for what we spent, we're probably not going to have to pay much of anything. So we had fun. I am pushing it to next year.
Okay.
Our entire group, you know, Roger's part of our little group. He did the same thing. So we're in for next year.
Well, next year, you might not be seeing PJ Walker.
Probably not. Although,
because apparently the Denver Broncos showing interest in good old PJ Walker.
And, well, we knew Seattle was already interested. And that show I did today, they were talking. Actually, before they asked me about O'Brien, they asked me about PJ Walker and would he be a good fit for the Dolphins. And what I told them is, listen, I like the guy. He benefited a lot from June Jones' offense, which a lot of guys do. But
he also benefits a lot from seeing XFL caliber defenses.
Right, and that escapability he showed against XFL defensive linemen may not play as well in the NFL. Right. But
like, you remember when Vince Young, like in college, no one could stop him because he was faster than all the linebackers.
Yeah, but then there were defensive linemen as fast as him in the NFL.
The NFL. And it's like, how are their defensive ends as fast as me? it's a world of difference, you know, jumping up that level.
But
I do think PJ Walker, I mean, with what he's shown, I think he deserves someone to give him a look. Do I think that you can look at him and think that he's
an answer to something? No.
Or a starting quarterback?
But as a backup, especially in Seattle to a guy like Russell Wilson, who never gets hurt, by the way.
Right.
But, you know, similar playing style, not on that level, clearly. But I said I think Cam Phillips deserves a shot with somebody as well. But, yeah, you know what? A lot can happen between now and then. Maybe he goes to camp, he doesn't make it, and guess who's back playing quarterback for the Roughnecks next year? And I'll tell you what.
Russell Wilson. They're going to trade him straight up.
You think?
Yep. Actually, I mean, it depends on if Deshaun doesn't get his act together. Bill O'B may trade him for PJ.
Yeah, once he trades Deshaun, he'll bring in
PJ. At least
PJ.
They'll both be in the same town.
Yeah, well, O'Brien will think that'll get the fans back because that's the way he thinks. All right, very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So he says, on the way to the liquor store, any suggestions? Well, you looking for beer or whiskey? Or I think if you're looking for whiskey, try that Whitmire's Bourbon Rye Mix. Very good. So he said, doing my part, ordered pizza from District 7 in East End. Good job. Tex Andrew says, last day seeing you boys, probably forever.
It's possible.
It is possible.
Crazier things have happened.
It is, because you know, who knows what the world's going to look like when we can come back.
Yeah.
But I'm probably here Monday. We'll see. It just depends on, you know, we're some equipment things that we're trying to deal with. But if not, then might be the last time you see us together for a while.
Yes. And almost certainly.
And I think we'll live. I'm not too worried about that part of it. But, you know, it's... I just hope this thing doesn't last much longer. I really do. To me, if we're shut down like this for a month, I think we'll all be okay. After that, I don't know.
Yesterday, we got some good reaction from this stuff, so I wanted to throw out a couple things today. This is on Instagram, at Cole, C-O-A-L, Hearted Barbecue, BBQ. Cole Hearted Barbecue, or Cole Hearted BBQ, I guess I should say. They've partnered up with some companies to do a giveaway. They've got some whiskey, you know, some merch, grill brushes, skillets, a bunch of different stuff. Basically, all you got to do is follow them and submit proof that you're helping support small businesses and charities during this time, and you'll be entered to win some prizes. So again, you're probably doing that anyway.
Right.
So you might as well. And then, you know, we mentioned yesterday, if you follow at that guy Houston on Instagram, he is, there's a ton of restaurants on his feed that if you order curbside or takeout or delivery from some of these small businesses, he's going to give you a gift card, which to that place. So you're not only getting, you know, you're not only getting the, you're supporting the small business, he's supporting them by buying a gift card and he's sending it to you. So there's no downside to this. That's at that guy Houston on Instagram. So I recommend checking those guys out and continuing to support these small businesses. Do we have the guys from Blood Brothers on?
No, I couldn't get a hold of them. I've called them, texted them both.
Okay, well, I know they've got something that they're trying to plan at Blood Brothers. I'm trying to get in touch with them and bring them on to talk about it. But you know. No, we can only do what we can do. Hopefully they'll get back to you. But yeah, if you're capable, get out there and support small business during these times.
Yeah, and I mean a lot of these are people that they've been great for your communities. And I mean, just if you can, take care of them. If you can't, hey, totally get it. I mean, that there's a lot of people who can't, and you know what? Everybody's going to try to do the best for you, too. So, yep. Listen, I got a couple things that I'm going to try to help people out with. So, we'll talk about that more next week. But, but yeah, just and in some cases, like people who are still getting paid and just not working, probably have extra money right now because there's nothing really to spend it on. So, go spend it on those places.
And Todd put together a list, you know, obviously – we're doing some of the people who have worked with us or are working with us currently, some places that are open for business that fall under that category of places you can go get takeout from. Nick's Place, Damaris Barbecue, Turkey Leg Hut, Twin Peaks, Cypress Trail Hideout, Over and Under Sports Bar and Grill down in Webster, St. Arnold's Restaurant is still open, Jack's Grill still open, the Union Kitchen, Big City Wings, Craft Pita, Del Frisco's. All places that, you know, have been on air with us before. They've been our partners, so we want to partner with them during these times. And if you guys have a chance, get out and visit those places.
And yeah, and please, not just those guys, but the people who are still sponsoring us here now. If you need their services, this is the time. And you know, go drink a Carbach. If you're getting a wreck, call Lawyer Dave, because they're helping us keep broadcasting to you right now. So, and this is one of those things, man, it's going to be life changing for a lot of people and not in a good way. So, you know, let's help where we can. And Greg sent this as if you happen to be sitting in your car eating at a fast food place because the dining room is closed and see a truck driver walk to the door and walk away. Please ask them if you can drive through for their meal. Walk up isn't allowed at the drive through and they have no way to get their meal. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, they can't drive through.
Well, I know they can't drive through, but I still thought you could go and
not
pick
if you're
up
like
food
going,
and
not if you're at a fast food place.
Ah, okay.
Those All places right. have their doors locked. If they've got drive through windows, there's no need to
yeah,
have
that's
walk
true.
Out.
Okay, so, yeah, if you see that, help those guys out, man. So, Josh, should people be pulling cash out of their accounts? No, man, don't start panicking like that. I don't think that's necessary. You know, at this point, I think everybody should just try to be as normal as possible. And Bernardo asks, so no more Blitz? No, we'll be doing the show. The plan is for all of us to be broadcasting at home by the middle of next week. And it may not work out that way on Monday. We're still waiting on some equipment. But the show's going to be here. And it'll be a little different because we'll be using different producers. You know, so Aaron will be here sometimes, but not all the time. But otherwise, no, the shows will be here. We're going to be here as long as we can until they tell us we can't be. And if we're at home, kind of hard for them to tell us we can't. So, yeah. And, you know, we have a pretty good program director here who's got a nice plan in place so that we can keep things as normal as possible. I mean, it's kind of a jerk, but he's a pretty good program director. let's get Ken on. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. Corona and stuff. Real quick, I just found out last night from a good friend of mine who's the managing partner over at the Carrabba's and Champions, some of the stuff that corporate is doing for their employees. I thought it was worth sharing just because, you know, good vibes. But apparently they're offering all their employees, waiters and whatnot, that aren't working during the crisis or the shutdown. They're basically paying them, giving them 2 weeks' pay and then another 2 weeks' pay if it continues to be shut down at the end of the month. So it's good to hear stuff like that. Found that out from his wife last night. And I know AJ spent his formative years at Carrabba's like I did, so you guys would appreciate hearing that. And keep it up. Stay safe and be healthy, guys. Take care.
Yeah, that's it's a good company, man. And I did used to work at Carrabba's. I was a bartender and a waiter at Carrabba's before I got into radio. So, that Champions Carrabba is the one that's where I go. My wife and I still love going to Carrabba's.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Good for them. Good for them doing the right thing.
Dallas Longhorn asked Fred, "How's your grandmother doing during these times?" Yeah, you know what? Thanks for asking. She just had surgery again last week, and I mean, I don't feel like I should. I hate not being able to go visit her, but you know that she's one of the most at-risk type of people because she's had health issues. She's 96 years old, so she's hanging in there. But and it's kind of like the same thing with my mom. My mom's been going through some health stuff too, and I just feel like it'd be irresponsible of me to go around them right now. And you know, that's just, you know, it's unfortunate, but they're doing okay, and hopefully they'll get through all this. Hey guys, there's one last thing to bet on, and there's some big races, by the way, on Saturday. Louisiana Derby, which, you know what? I might even throw some picks out there for the people on the Louisiana Derby tomorrow. And Sam Houston tonight. You want to bet on Sam Houston? You can do it one place, betusracing.com. They've offered all the excitement of the track, plus so much more, and you can bet right there on your phone. And this is one of the few things out there that you can actually bet on right now. And BetUS Racing has you covered, because you can't go to the track. And unless you're Sean Payton, you can't go to the racetrack. But if you go to betusracing.com, you might as well be there, because you can sit there and watch it online and bet on the races. And if you'd rather play blackjack or anything else, guess what? They got a full casino. BetUSRacing.com is your destination for all gambling right now. But that's not all. Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Just go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz. Sign up today for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Go to BetUSRacing.com/TheBlitz.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713 says, "I sat outside of my local Whataburger for 2 hours before I had to go into work today to make sure I could drive some truckers through to get their meals. They're doing a lot of work for us right now."
Hell yeah.
Yeah, guys, and that's a small thing you can do because, I mean, and we always have a heavy appreciation for truckers anyway, because we have a bunch who listen to us and have for a long time. But right now, man, they're the ones getting the supplies to people. They're the ones that are making sure everything's, you know, staying normal as far as what we can go get. And it's an important thing they do. So if you could do something little like that, please do. 281 says, "I've lost $40,000 in my 401k the last 2 weeks." Don't worry about that. Unless you're like ready to retire tomorrow. It's a 401k is a long haul thing.
Yeah, and there's only one time in your life how much money in your 401k matters, and that's right when you're about to retire. So, I mean, if you're right about to retire, then I suggest you try not to.
Yeah, and it's all right. Who wants to retire? I'm ready to go another 10 years now. 409, so I have to make a trip to Houston tomorrow from Beaumont around the Galena Park, Pasadena area. Can you tell me a good place to eat that's not fast food so I can help out?
I don't know that area at all.
I'm not all that.
Maybe one of our listeners can
Yeah.
Text something in.
Yeah. I okay, 4:33.
Thank
well,
you.
Well done, sir. Yeah, Aaron, you should know that area. It's kind of on. It's sort of your
not really.
Responsibility.
Wait, which part?
Like Galena Park area,
Pasadena.
Like
no, I mean I've gone over there, but I'm still a good 20-30 minute drive to get
See,
there.
From my that's in the part of the clock I avoid.
Well, I know, but he has. I mean that part of the clock is his responsibility.
Oh,
because he's everything south of 45,
yeah,
and sort of east of 45. So
south of 45.
No, south of 610, east of 45. That's okay. All. That's all your responsibility. All the way to Galveston.
Who's handling down towards Pearland and Sugarland?
That's
all
you
that?
Too.
That's you too. Yeah.
Okay.
See, because AJ has his area, and
so
I have my area.
He has what? Klein.
I can
the woodlands,
do. I can
rich
pretty much do from like Katy to the Woodlands.
Okay.
Even some into Humble. But that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to take basically what we're looking at as a quarter.
Yeah.
And I'll take the other 75.
Well, no, well, no
and then Fred will take the bullseye.
No, I have, yeah, I have, you know, east downtown. I have downtown. I have Montrose. I have the Heights. Boom.
Okay.
Done. And the population base there is pretty big.
I say we give you everything inside 610.
Well, I mean, I'll take that. That's probably fine. Yeah, that's probably fair.
I'll
take everything inside the loop.
Okay. And I'll get to work on the rest of it.
Okay. Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says Grand Prize Barbecue in Pasadena, Tony's Barbecue in Pasadena, Los Primos Fajita Hot Dogs.
There you go. There's some options.
So there you go. Helped you guys out. And UPS driver here. I'm blessed to be able to do work. And man, you guys delivering Amazon are more important than ever right now because people can't get out.
Yeah.
And I know that Amazon's a little slow if you need important stuff because I'm trying to get what
ED medicine?
No. That's I don't need that. You actually have to have sex for that.
Oh, okay.
No, but I was not a Mac. What am I thinking of? The thing we're supposed to get to do the show, not a MacBook because I've got
an iPad.
iPad, yeah. And it's going to take like a week to get it delivered because everything's so far behind. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you guys want to get in, it's a Friday. Does it feel like a Friday?
Yes. It's been a long week. I need some time away from work.
I'm kind of with you. This has been a difficult week across the board, just trying to make sure everything keeps running smoothly as we can make it. And it's been very stressful. It has been for everybody. So, you know, I'm going to just have some fun this weekend, drink some beer, and then come back Monday, ready to rock and roll. And
is it?
Carry this thing as long as we can carry it.
You want to go through some of the other signings? We mentioned Todd Gurley on a one-year, $6 million deal. I mean, obviously, you're not locking him up for long.
No, that's a bargain, man.
Yeah, if he's even – think about this. They're investing in their offensive line. This is a good spot, really, for both teams because if Todd Gurley can even come close to returning to form, then you've got yourself a decent deal. And they cut Devontae Freeman. They needed – something at this position. It was either something like this or the draft. They still need some help on their defense, obviously, but if he returns to form, it's good for both parties because you get if you're the Falcons, you get a year of a potential top tier running back, and if you're Todd Gurley, you're getting to play on a great offense that should boost your value back to where maybe next year you're able to get some big money. Saints sign Andres Pete, 5 years, $57.5 million. This is a lot of money for a guy that I didn't expect them to have back. You know, they I just assumed that they were going to use Eric McCoy, who they drafted in the second round last year. I assumed, and they drafted, or they signed Nick Easton a year ago. I assumed they were going to kind of shuffle the deck, and Andres Pete was going to go get solid money somewhere else. I didn't know it'd be this much money.
It's a lot for a guard. I mean, I know he's played tackle in the past, but that he's settled in really nicely at guard. So,
and he's coming off probably the worst year of his career, and has still yet to play 16 games in a season. So it's an interesting choice by the Saints, but I guess they're protecting Drew Brees. They got two more years of him. They're taking care of him.
Yeah, well, they're bringing their whole offensive line back, which makes a lot of sense. If you've got a good one, keep it together. And, you know, that, so I get that part of it. You might have been able to do a little better, though. I don't know.
Speaking of the Falcons adding to their defense, Dante Fowler Jr., 3 years, $48 million. Started 16 games, 11 and a half sacks for the Rams. Now, it always helps make you look good when you stand next to Aaron Donald.
Right.
He won't be standing next to Aaron Donald in Atlanta, but it should be an upgrade for them. I think it's – I don't know if you're going to get $16 million in value out of the dude.
Yeah, that seems a bit high, but, I mean, it's not a bad addition.
Yep.
I like what the Falcons have done here in the offseason, and I like the way they finished the season last year. And I think that's a team that's going to bounce back in a big way.
Dennis Kelly, offensive tackle, Titans. Basically, Kelly has been a, what do you call it, like a flex guy for their offensive line. They lost Jack Conklin, so they're like, you know what, let's just bring somebody who knows our scheme. That's who they're going to use, apparently, at left tackle or at right tackle. Assuming that they have Taylor Lewan back. So 3 years, 17.3 for him. Emmanuel Ogba, defensive end to the Dolphins. You know, young pass rusher, 2 years, $15 million. I'd say you're probably doing okay, although I don't remember what the injury was that kept him out for the last half of the season, but he did miss a good chunk of the season. And then, and maybe a surprise, Andrew Whitworth for a Rams team that seemed like they were cutting money all over the place. They re-signed Andrew Whitworth, 3 years, $30 million, and was not very good last year. He was 38 then.
He was beat up a lot last year, but the whole problem with the Rams last year was their offensive line went from being really good the year before to being garbage.
Yeah, so it's an odd choice, but they don't have anybody to replace him in house, and they don't have a high draft pick, so maybe they just think, well, I guess this is the best we're going to do. So a little bit of a surprise on that one. Let's see who else. Malcolm Jenkins to the Saints, 4 years, $32
million. Yeah.
You know, that's it goes back home. I don't think he's as good as he was when he first left New Orleans.
No.
But 4 years, $32 million, if he's got something left, that's not a bad deal. Dan Bailey, 3 years, $12 million. I forget, what was the Fairbairn price?
So that's 4 year, right? It's less than Fairbairn.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kickers. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, the only one team cares about that. Ravens and Steelers with a trade. Ravens get a fifth round draft pick in 2021. Pittsburgh gets Chris Wormley and a 2021 seventh round pick. This is a... Wormley was a guy who was actually pretty good, but I guess they think with Brockers and Calais Campbell coming in.
Yeah.
They don't have space for him.
I think that they've upgraded with those two guys.
Eric Ebron to the Steelers, 2 years, $12 million. Not bad.
Yeah, that's more than I thought he would have got because wasn't very good last year.
Yeah, and if he's somewhere in between 2018 Ebron and 2019 Eric Ebron, probably doing okay.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever be 2018 Eric Ebron again, but... And then we talked about Melvin Gordon. So
I think
that's all the ones I've seen so far.
One name that became available today, Everson Griffin of the Vikings, which 8 sacks last year. He's getting up there, but the guy can still get after the quarterback. That's a guy you take a look at, I think, if you're a team that might need another pass rusher.
Yep.
So 713-780 ESPN. So he says, how do you guys feel about the federal government doing some insider trading while telling us everything was fine and sitting on their hands?
I'll say this, and I don't care if these are Democrats, because I know I saw that there's Democrats involved, there's Republicans involved. I don't care. They should all go to prison. I don't care how old they are. They should all go to prison. That's and that one chick from Georgia, I think her husband used to be the New York Stock Exchange president. Like, and she's acting like, oh, my husband had no idea what was going on. We just happened to sell this week. It was totally a coincidence. Lies.
To me,
lies.
To me,
lies.
That's worse than insider trading because you're public servants, allegedly.
No, I'm with you. Put them in prison. Old, not old, put them in there. Take their money and put them in prison.
Yeah. Somebody says, y'all have any plans with the free money from the government? I think it's $1,200. Yeah, I'm going to give mine to somebody who actually needs it. It sounds great on the surface, but not everybody needs that money.
Also, I'm not even planning on getting it, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm not either. And I don't. I mean, we're not the kind of people that need it. You know, maybe I will in 2 months.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that should go to people who are pretty much not able to work. And, you know, we're still getting a check.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 on a Friday.
Looking El Paso, I can see Rosa's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody said, don't forget about the gas haulers. No, appreciate you guys, too. Appreciate the guys who are working in the refinery, keeping that going. And somebody asked, what are the chances that Johnson's change of scenery is enough to bring back his talent, or do the monsters from Space Jam keep it? Boy, unless he's lost a bunch of weight since last year and gotten a lot faster, I don't see it. Got a shout out to a Schwann's guys bringing your groceries. Yeah, man, appreciate all you guys. So,
Schwann's guy. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
The Schwann's man. I actually got into a traffic accident with a Schwann's man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was in high school.
Oh, high school is probably...
It was my fault for sure, but I blamed it on him.
That's what you do when you're in high school.
Yeah, and I got away with it, too.
I had one accident in high school, and a poor old lady backed into my Z28. Mm. And I had a beautiful IROC Z28 midnight blue.
Must have been nice being a rich.
I wasn't a rich. I got very lucky because there's a guy who grew up down the street who were really good friends with his family, who was a terrific pitcher, was drafted by the Mariners, and he had a big up arrow on his name, and he took a line drive to the head and couldn't play anymore. So he came back home, got married, and didn't really need the Z28. So because his dad was friends with my dad, I got that thing for a ridiculously low price, and it was the coolest car I ever had. And my first ex-wife made me sell it, and another reason why she's the worst bitch that ever lived. Or one of them. I've had a few others. But yeah, the poor old lady backed into it, and I'm like, and she never saw me because she's, you know, she's an old. And all I can think about now is, you know, that woman's probably been dead 20 years. I can't really keep blaming her for hitting my car. Greg says Saints added Jenkins for the leadership accountability, thinking was there's finally going to be someone in the secondary that knows what's going on the field. Well, you guys do give up a lot of long plays at the end of games. Oh. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
No, this isn't a good story. Andres says, I work for AT&T as a technician. They've made no attempt to provide us gloves or masks when we go to people's homes, and now they're making us work 6 days, 12-hour shifts. Gotta love big corporations. That sucks.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I called AT&T yesterday and canceled my U-verse. So.
I do feel like there are a lot of people that are having to go to homes to do repairs and things like that. Your company should be providing you with that stuff. And, you know, that. And this is kind of where you find out whether you work for a good company or a bunch of dickweeds, too, is in these situations. So, 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. I got kind of a cool thing that one of my former comrades from the Chronicle did that I want to talk about next segment, if that's okay.
Okay.
One of those things that when you're looking for, looking for content in a newspaper when there's no sports content, I thought it was pretty well done thing. So we'll talk about that when we get there. And, if you don't have enough to worry about, we have the first images of the asteroid that's going to come close to Earth.
Uh-oh.
We've got pictures of it. They're calling it Asteroid 52768, 1998 OR2. Why do you get a name like that?
Why don't they call it COVID-20?
Well, that's the thing. These diseases get these really cool names. Coronavirus. Storms get really cool names. Asteroid, which could destroy the world, gets 52768, 1998 OR2. Now, you know what? This is on your wife, Aaron. This kind of stuff.
This is nowhere near her department.
Hey, it says according to NASA.
She's an astronaut. She doesn't know about this stuff.
Well, it says according to NASA, she is NASA.
There are multiple facets of NASA. No. She's not the director.
Hey, it's just like you have to take
now,
all that.
If you want to run a campaign to make her director of NASA, I am all for it.
Well, it's not going to do any good if Asteroid 52768199 OR2 kills us all.
Nah, she'll save the world if we get her
as
director.
Yeah. She's going to get Bruce Willis in space? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, Bruce Willis is a little bit old. Probably, Vin Diesel.
Well,
he'd go save the world.
If he could do it as Riddick, you know he would. Because you can't kill Riddick. Somewhere between 0.9 miles and 2.54 miles in diameter. By comparison, the ominously nicknamed Colossal God of Chaos asteroid. Now that is a name.
That's a good name.
It was also known as 99942 Apophis. Was only around 0.4 miles wide.
If I was a pro wrestler, that would be my name.
Yeah, Colossal God of Chaos.
Yeah.
Maybe they just haven't given it a nickname yet.
No, I think we should come up with one. I think the Death Star is perfect because it's going to kill us all.
CGOC.
1998 OR2. Corona asteroid. But, so there's an update on that for you. So, and somebody asked, what do you think about Gerald McCoy to Dallas? I like him. I like that signing. I think he can still play. That's a guy who is really good in the interior line and actually can get some pressure on the quarterback from in there. So I like that signing. I like Ha Ha Clinton Dix also. I think the Cowboys have done a really good job in sort of this second round of free agency. And that's where most good teams win, is the second round. It's not spending big money or trading for David Johnson and trading DeAndre Hopkins. This is one of those where if you're a Cowboy fan and you look at all the things they've done since last season and you love to tweet Texans fan, Cowboy, you're winning.
Yeah.
It's not even close. You got a new coach. You went out and got some pretty good players. You managed to retain Amari Cooper. Yeah, you're winning, Cowboy. So somebody says, how do you guys feel about not having to do more sports topics for the day? Is it harder now for a topic? Not really. I think it's more fun. I mean, it's been nice to have the football to talk about because I don't know how long this is going to be. But I like shows where we don't talk sports at all. And I've always wanted to do a show where it wasn't sports. So we got that opportunity. And we do that during the summer a lot back when the Astros weren't very good. And even now when they're good, there's not a ton to talk about during the summer unless somebody gets hurt. Ooh, should have renamed it Bill O'Brien, the asteroid. That's not bad.
He is the colossal god of chaos.
Hmm. Oh, that's perfect. That's what we should be calling him now. Of course, he's little G, though. He's not the big G.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, proudly hydrating with C-Force water.
That's high quality H2O.